Some quite interesting studies have now been done on these small groups. They're often semi-secret, and I think the secrecy is part of the fun. They know a secret that the rest of the world doesn't know. And really, quite easily, such groups can survive for up to 200 years without much difficulty. Passing it on, it's almost all passed on between family members or close friends. They don't go out in the world and recruit. They just pass it on as a sort of secret. So the Southcottians, the followers of Joanna Southcott, were certainly surviving up until the early 21st century. That's 200 years. And some much, much longer than 200 years, 400, 500, even as a secretive group. So, I mean, one of the most remarkable is associated with a chap called Sabbatai Zevi, who was a Jewish mystic from Izmir in Turkey. So he was a Jewish messiah. He defined himself as the messiah in 1665, and he attracted a very able organiser. And often what it takes to turn a cult into a surviving religion, you need the prophet and an organiser in tow as well. And his movement still survives, not, of course, on the scale that it was in the 1660s. And it's amazing that it survived because, having declared himself to be the Messiah in 1665, in 1666 he was captured by the Ottoman Turks and converted to Islam, which you might have thought would have discouraged his followers. But there were several strands. There was a Judaic and an Islamic strand of Sabbataism that survived him. And the way they interpret this is a sort of occult interpretation, that the leader has a mysterious motive and beliefs and destiny of his own, and it's their duty to follow and wait patiently. So, as I say, the apocalyptic excitement turns into dogged waiting. It's a very interesting psychological transition. And anyway, one of these groups, known as the Donme, sorry if my pronunciation's not great, but one of these Islamic groups of crypto-Jews survives in today's Turkey, although over time the extent of intermarriage between these groups and the surrounding population tends to dilute the sort of true faith. But anyway, these are, you know, prolonged examples through time, and one of the things I'm interested in is continuities, deep continuities in time, as well as abrupt and apocalyptic change. And people can change from one point of view to another, and then the later generations just pass this down as a secret belief within the family. It must be quite fun.